Girdwood voters are split on paying for local police protection. The unofficial outcome of Tuesday's municipal election indicates that about half of the community's voters are willing to pay additional property taxes to cover the costs of law enforcement, while the other half are not. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Proposition 9, the Muni Ballot Initiative providing police protection for Girdwood, is too close to call. When polls closed Tuesday, yes voters had 49.7% of the ballot, no votes had 50.2%, with only 4 votes standing between the two outcomes. Sam Daniel is co-chair of the Girdwood Board of Supervisors and a co-chair of the Supervisors Public Safety Task Force. He said Wednesday that residents may not have had all the information on the issue.
I think there's a reluctance for the community wanting to take on new taxes. I also believe there's a perception that somehow the Whittier Police Department is not able to provide the level of service that people would like to see. And I quite frankly think that's misbounded. I think that the Whittier Police Department is actually very well trained and qualified, and that we would get good service if we had them here. But that's certainly a perception that may have impacted the vote.
Girdwood's Alaska State Trooper post closes July 1st due to state budget cuts. The community's Board of Supervisors has for over a year explored plans to provide local law enforcement. One option the board is considering is partnering with Whittier's Police Department. Daniel says the ballot returns are sending a strong message.
I think we had a really good process. I think there were good turnouts for all of our meetings. And I think that we have very successfully discharged our responsibility. And at this point, unless the vote changes, the community is sending a message that says that they would prefer that the Girdwood Board of Supervisors is not to become involved in public safety. And that's pretty much going to, unless the vote changes with the final count, that's going to be our charge at the moment, which is to stand down.
About 900 absentee and questioned ballots citywide remain to be counted before the Muni election is certified later this month. It is not known how many of them are from Girdwood. The outcome for Prop 9 rests on a simple majority, not on a percentage of the ballot count. Under Prop 9, Girdwood Valley Service Area property owners would pay higher taxes than the current Muni mill rate to pay for community law enforcement. The average cost to homeowners would be about $118 for every $100,000 of assessed value every year for Girdwood taxpayers. If the ballot measure passes, police protection starts on July 1st of this year, with the means of providing protection to be determined by the Girdwood Board of Supervisors. I'm Ellen Lockyer.